Well, now, what do you call bread and loaves that's made of white flour?
I call that light bread.
Light bread, okay. Well, now, what do you call a round, flat pastry, and it's about this big, and it has a hole in the middle of it, and it's made with baking powder?
Made with baking powder?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is. What would you call it?
Well, I'd call it a donut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sort of like a cake.
Uh-huh.
Meat sugar. Meat like a, oh, yeah.
That's a donut. That's a donut. Okay. Well, now, what would you call a similar cake, you know, the same thing with a hole in the middle, if you made it with yeast, would you call it anything different?
Well, I don't know that you could. That would be a cinnamon cake.
Okay, cinnamon.
Okay. Cinnamon roll, they call it mine.
Okay, well now what do you call, I love these, what do you call round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup? Why do you always eat with syrup?
I know it.
Okay.
It's right on the end of my tongue. Get me started off.
Batter cakes. Okay.
Pancakes, whatever you might call it.
Uh-huh. Would you call it batter
cakes? I call it pancakes.
Call it pancakes. Okay. Well, now, what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Well, I just call that salted side meat.
Salted side meat. I've got that down here. Good. Yes, thank you. What do you call pressed meat loaf made from hog jowl or the hog's head?
Saff meat.
Oh, thank you. That's a good old word I hadn't heard before I came to Georgia.
Saff meat.
Uh-huh, I didn't know about that. Well, now, what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A seed.
Uh-huh.
Cherry seed.
Well, now, what do you call the hard thing in the center of a peach?
Kernel.
Uh-huh.
Peach kernel.
Right. Well, now, what do you call a peach whose meat clings to the seed?
Well, I call that pressed peach.
Pressed. Okay. Well, now, what about a peach whose meat easily separates?
That's a clear seed peach.
Clear seed.
Meat won't stick to the seed there.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Pole beans.
Pole beans, okay. Can you think
some of the pole beans don't have to be shelled.
Well, can you tell me what kind of beans pole beans are?
Well, they're just long, green, potted beans.
Okay. Now, what are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, they're called snap beans.
Mm-hmm. Anything of any others?
And then the butter beans.
Uh-huh.
Garden peas, they'd be shelled too.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad.
Salad. Oh, good.
That's a top.
Uh-huh, right. Well, what do you call corn that is simply shucked and eaten with your hands?
Boiled corn.
Boiled?
On a cob.
On a cob.
Corn on a cob.
Okay. Now, what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but that's smaller than a squirrel and just runs around the ground? And it's light brown, and it has darker stripes on its body.
Oh, that's, Mustard?